Hi, everyone. This is Aaron, and I am back again. I tweeted a few minutes ago that this was going to be my last tweet from the Braillian display, and I had some frantic people wondering what I was replacing it with. Actually, I just had this as a review unit. I had it for 5 days. It was not nearly long enough to test it, but it was enough to give me an idea of whether I was going to like it or not. It wasn't enough long enough for me to really get to know it. However, I, was able to form some opinions. Now, I have also gotten some tweets in the last 20 minutes of people saying, well, what did you think of it? Well, I'm going to actually be putting out a Tech Access Democast once I review all three units that I'm planning to review and compare them, basically what I like and don't like about them. But before I do that, since reviewing these units is going to take some time, I've done the Braillian, but I'm still waiting on a Focus 40 Blue to review, rhyming, and the Braille Edge to review, since they're still not out yet. At least I'm trying to figure out whether they've come out yet. So I'm still waiting for these. I probably won't make a decision until June. This is a really big decision for me money-wise. So I just want to tell everyone what I thought of the Braillian. I enjoyed reviewing it. I think the responsiveness is great. The experience on the iPhone was wonderful. The experience on the computer was strange. I had a lot of trouble getting the USB connection to work correctly, and every time I tried entering text into the Braillian with the Braille keyboard, I was having lots of problems. I'm using JAWS 12 and the latest Braillian drivers. On the computer experience. The iPhone experience, though, was just fantastic. It was very simple to pair. It did lose its Bluetooth connection several times. I had to repair it a few times over the past few days. But it was great to type into the keyboard, in Twitter and email and Safari. And even in Pages, I was able to get some things to work to type in documents and things. So that was great. As far as the layout of the display, I don't really like the little command key things. I think they're hard to press occasionally. Sometimes get them all to press together. And I find myself, really moving my hands around probably more than I should. But I really do like the thumb keys. They're right there for your thumbs to press and do various things with. And the keyboard is very nice, ergonomic, and very soft to the touch. So those are my initial thoughts on the Braillian. I will have further thoughts on the Braille Edge and the Focus 40 when I get review units of those. Thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.